And now we bring you Viewpoint with Pete Steveson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.
Today we're continuing our topic, Troubled Teens and Wayward Adults. Almost 20%, one out of every five, of the babies in the United States are born out of wedlock, most of these to teenagers. New York City now has uniformed guards patrolling the halls of its middle schools. The use of drugs and drug addiction is snowballing among high schoolers of our nation. Juvenile crimes are becoming so violent that some states have attempted to drop the age at which young people are treated as adults to 12, so that teenagers who commit adult crimes can be treated as adults. The statistics go on, and they make a tragic point. America's teens are troubled. Troubled to the point where they're embracing antisocial and even bizarre behavior as a way of life. And the behavior of our young people is a scathing indictment of the training that parents have provided them. The Bible is quite clear about the fact that children go in the direction that their parents aim them. If the parents aim them in godly ways, the children will become godly young people who will mature as responsible, wholesome, Christian adults. But if the parents fail at their responsibility, if the parents aim the children in ungodly ways, the children will naturally turn to wicked behavior, and the behavior of the children will become a source of grief to the parents. This principle is taught over and over again in the Word of God. For example, Jeremiah 32:18 says, "Thou showest loving kindness unto thousands, and recompensest the iniquity of the fathers into the bosom of their children after them." The inconsistent example of Gideon comes through in Judges 8:27, where we read, "Gideon made an ephah thereof, and put it in his city, even in Ophrah, and all Israel went thither a whoring after it, which thing became a snare unto Gideon and to his house." 1 Kings 22, verses 52 and 53, describe Ahaziah, the son of wicked King Ahab. It says, "He did evil in the sight of the Lord, and walked in the way of his father, and in the way of his mother, and in the way of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, who made Israel to sin. For he served Baal, and worshipped him, and provoked to anger the Lord God of Israel, according to all that his father had done." The principle is clear. When parents are inconsistent in their Christianity, the children learn by this example that Christianity is really not all that important. They learn that inconsistency in spiritual matters is the norm, and that dedication to Christ is unusual, and they follow the leading of their own sinful nature to walk in the ways of the world rather than in the ways of godliness. The waywardness of the adults leads directly to the troubles of the teen. Sadly, this practice even takes place in some Christian homes. In churches all over this country, there are Christian parents who grieve over the wickedness of their children. They grieve while at the same time continuing to demonstrate inconsistency to their children. But God will not be mocked. When you sow sinful acts, you can fully expect to reap sinful actions from your children. The Lord will allow your evil inconsistency to turn your children to sin. And only when you repent of your sin and begin to live as God teaches in His Word will you have a hope of correcting your children. Let me urge you, do it today. Turn from your sin and begin to set the Lord at the center of your life so that your children can see what Christianity can do for one who yields himself to God.
You've just heard Viewpoint with Pete Steveson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.